And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. We have Samantha joining us here from the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Of course, Samantha in the Sports Commission office, so we appreciate you joining us, Samantha.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How was your Independence Day weekend?
It was relaxing, actually.
Good.
Stayed here in North Platte and really did a whole lot of anything. Actually, my two nieces and my nephew both have birthdays on the 4th and the 5th, so I had fun celebrating 7- and 8-year-old birthday parties.
Easy to remember that way, too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Samantha, obviously, we know the tourism industry has been really hard hit this 2020 year with everything going on with COVID-19, and obviously, sports tourism probably impacted even heavier than what people realize.
Yeah, it has. You know, tourism in general, people do think that it has been impacted, and it has, but we still are getting people, you know, coming into the office that are wanting things to do that they don't necessarily have to go into an attraction or anything, but they can just go and see it. So people are just ready to get out of the house and go for a drive.
Absolutely. People are ready to get out and do things, and part of that coming up this weekend, a great opportunity for folks to get out and have some activity. The cruise coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Platte River Cruise Night. It is blowing up. It is super cool. So we have a couple of celebrities coming in. If you're a car enthusiast, Gene Winfield, he's like 93 years old. He's the king of customs is what they call him.
Okay.
He is actually making his way from California to North Platte.
Wow.
He's going to be doing some metal shaping instructions. He's actually going to be like our master of ceremonies. If you know who Gene Winfield is, he was one of the project car builders for the Insane 54, which was on the show Monster Garage. And he's actually going to bring that car with him. So, yeah, along with Matt Feuer, which is a North Platte native. He now owns a customs garage in Salt Lake City. We have Rat Rod Rick, who is a customs builder for the Detroit Muscle. And then he's also bringing along Rob Van Gorder, who is a big chopper bike builder and worked for Harley for a time. So, yeah, super awesome. We've got a lot of people on the docket from all over that's coming for the show. Plus, we added semis this year, so you can go check out some cool semis. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so lots of cool things. We've got the Rockabilly pinup, which this year we added the Little Miss pinup contest.
Okay.
So that's kind of something new for little girls ages 5 to 12. Let's see, and we've got two nights of cruising. We've got the Friday night social. They're doing, Habitat for Humanity is doing like a giant Jenga tournament in
the
mall.
Over at the mall, yep.
Yep, so we've got that. We're going to have food vendors galore, food trucks from all over are coming. It's just going to be a really cool time and some awesome cars coming.
And if folks are concerned about the virus, these are events that you can easily practice social distancing at.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got the entire Platte River Mall parking lot, which I don't even know how much square footage that is, but it's huge. And it's
going to be one football field.
Exactly. Or two or three. Yeah. And we've been working very closely with the police department and West Central to ensure that everybody is safe. We'll have hand sanitizer at every corner you turn around. And, you know, that's what we're really trying to do is make sure everybody stays safe and no spreading of the virus happens. So.
Absolutely. And folks, the thing that I love too about the cruise, you're welcome to stay in the safety of your own vehicle if you like as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and all these little COVID cruises that we've had has only been leading up to this point. So, you know, we're obviously adding way more vehicles because we've got all sorts of vehicles coming from all across the United States. So, and half of them are actually leaving today, so they might even be in, you know, tomorrow or Thursday, so you might see a few of them running around town.
So folks might notice some increased muscle cars in the area or some hot rods.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So tell us about the process. How'd you get in some of these big-name celebrities to come all the way here to North Platte?
So Rob Kappa, who is our main person, I guess, he's our president of the committee. There's a ton of us on it. It's just Facebook, social media, you know, buddies of his, and Matt Feuer has been a huge part of it. He's North Platte native, and he's really wants to grow the Platte River Cruise Night. He's always wanted to start something like this in his hometown, but obviously not being here anymore, you know, he's we've got it covered for mm-hmm. him. So he's been a huge part of it. He's bringing Matt and Gene and the car and his whole customs crew. I think he's bringing like 15 or 17 cars, he said.
Wow. That's
so
awesome.
So, yeah, he's loading up, and he is actually bringing which is super cool for North Platte, he's bringing a film crew with him. They haven't chosen the station yet. We do know it's going to be a big name broadcasting station, but they're going to be doing basically from the start, from when he leaves his shop, filming the whole way down here, filming at cruise night, you know, him doing it. It's just kind of like a big biography of where he came from, which obviously being North Platte, he really wanted to focus on this cruise night.
Sure.
So.
Wow, what a great opportunity. North Platte's really going to be in the showcase.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, definitely come down to the Platte River Mall Saturday, all day Saturday pretty much is going on. And we've got a really cool band coming in from Colorado. It's Van Kruelen. They're a Van Halen Motley Crue tribute band. And then last year we had a classic rock band here from Nebraska, and they're coming back this year to headline for Van Kruelen. They're the Easy Street Band. So.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Going to be a lot of fun, obviously.
Yes.
Platte River Cruise coming up this weekend. If folks want to find additional information or find a calendar of events, do you guys have that over at the Visitors Bureau?
We do, or you can also jump online to the website, PlatteRiverCruise.com, or Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. And I know last time we had you in, we were talking a little bit about some professional boxing. That's been several months ago.
Yes.
Almost a world ago, it seems like. That was pre-coronavirus. But what's the latest on that possibly coming to the DNN?
So with the Nebraska health directives, I guess, lifting, we are able to have contact sports as of July 1st. So far, the tournament is a go. We've been working very closely with USA Boxing to, you know, be able to get this off its feet. You know, a lot of places around the world, because this is a national tournament, a lot of places just started being able to get back in their gym, you know, within the last week. So, you know, it's really tough to see what the outcome is going to be. We were really hoping that this was going to be a big, you know, large, massive, we were going to have 400 boxers, you know, and that number may still be true because, you know, these athletes, they just want to get in the ring and they just want to fight.
Absolutely. They want to get back to work.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we still could have that outcome, and or we could, you know, not see quite as many because some of them may not be ready. They obviously haven't been training for a few months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but we have a positive outcome of it. And regardless, you know, this is a learning process, and USA Boxing is being very awesome with us and cooperating. And, you know, no matter if Nebraska's guidelines might be open and we don't have to wear face masks and all that stuff, we still, USA Boxing is still requiring all that for their safety and everybody else's safety. So it's going to look a little bit different, but it's still going to be a really good show.
Will the public be open to attend that more than likely then?
Yes. Yep. Awesome. We're still selling tables and general admission tickets. You know, we do have to do health screenings and everybody has to wear masks. We'll have hand sanitizer available for everybody and cleaning schedules and stuff like that. But we will be having the general public there. So.
Awesome. So how can they buy tickets, Samantha?
They can go online to my website, playnorthplatte.com, or I do have a Facebook. You can either find it on Play North Platte's Facebook or the Buffalo Bill Brawl Facebook page as well.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to cover this morning?
I think that is it. There's a lot going on, finally.
A lot of excitement. I'm sure you're ready, too.
Yes. It's been kind of difficult the last few months.
Yeah. You've been working from home a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, my little guy, their daycare shut down, so I didn't even get to go back into the office until, like, mid-May. So.
Oh, and it's been great and hit the ground running ever since, it seems.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, Samantha, we sure do appreciate the time. Good to see you back in the studio
again. Yeah, thank you for having me.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break.